minister of the gospel and been a pastor and great worker in the kingdom. I appreciate Brother Martin's great humility and his great faith and just his great love for the Lord. Amen. He's been a great Christian influence in my life. God bless you, sir. Give us a testimony.
Yeah, she thought we had to do it again. I don't know why. Praise God. You have a wonderful pastor. Brother Grissom, he's not only a pastor, but he's a friend. And he was a friend of me for many years. I never can forget him. And South Texas was a great experience. I was born in the Holy Ghost back in the 70s. And we were wild. I mean, we preached on the streets. We preached in bars. We preached in jail. We'd preach anywhere we could get into. You know, we cast out devils. We were, you know, the best thing to have the devil, not to have him behind you, but have him in front of you. You put him in a run, and you don't have to worry about him if you got him running, because you're after him. And we used to go to the bars and preach about Jesus. Bartender says, "Get out of here." And we'd take some of them with us. We'd take some of them with us. And we'd take them to church. And they'd get the Holy Ghost. Praise God, we preach on the streets. We cast out devils. And it changed them. It changed them completely. I remember with this one man, he was so full of the devil, he was going around shaking guys' hands, you know. And he would make them, he'd squeeze their hands so hard, they'd get down to their knees begging for him to turn them loose. And I was watching this, and he came over to me. I was on the street preaching. He came over to me, and he wanted to shake my hand. Well, I knew what he was going to do. But I said, "Well, this is not my hand. This is Jesus' hand." And I gave it to him, and when I did, it set his hand on fire. He started shaking. He told me, he says, "Get away from me. I don't like you." I said, "Well, that's all right." That's all right. But We finally ended up casting the devil out of that person. And before that evening was over, he was hugging me, telling me, "We need to go tell this to other people. I know some other guys that need this." Praise the Lord. He came to church that next Sunday. I couldn't recognize him. He was clean, shaven, haircut, with a suit on. And one of the brothers told me, he said, "Do you know who that is?" I said, "No, who is that guy?" He said, "That's Roger. That's the guy that the devil came out of him last night." Yeah. You know, and we just loved it. We loved it. We was preaching everywhere. Amen. And when I went to Raymondville, it didn't slow me much. You know, I was still after it. And I told Brother Grissom, I said, "How come we don't have a church in the streets out here?" He said, "Well, we can. We can have church anywhere you want to if you want to have it." So we started having church in the streets. And we had people coming to the church, coming to our services, and God healing them. We've had people hearing her singing on the streets for blocks that would come and say, "I heard your music, and something draw me over here." And we would pray for them, and God would heal them. And we had such a great time. We went to the jail and preached to guys in jail and told them they need to be baptized in Jesus' name. And the sheriff says, "Well, they just got baptized 2 weeks ago." Some preacher come down here and baptized them 2 weeks ago. What's the difference between them and you? We told them, well, we baptize in the name. We don't baptize in titles. We baptize in the name of those titles. And so the sheriff called Brother Grissom and he says, well, what's the difference? And Brother Grissom said, you need to sit down. So I need to explain this a little better to you. So Brother Grissom explained it to the sheriff of Willacy County. By the time he got through, he says, I want to get baptized in Jesus' name. Praise God. After that, some of the guys in jail, you know, some of those guards, they wouldn't let us in. And this other brother says, well, I'll just call the sheriff. He called the sheriff, and the sheriff says, you let those men in there. We went in there and preached to them. Some of those guys got the Holy Ghost in jail, full of the Holy Ghost. They got other converts to come over to get the Holy Ghost. And they got the Holy Ghost. And we had a revival in the jail. We had revival in jail. And then the sheriff came and told us, I'm sure glad you guys have been coming over there. He said, because the 13 men that got the Holy Ghost, when the others cut a hole in the roof and escaped, those 13 guys says, no, we're not going out. We're staying here. We're waiting for God to deliver us out of here. And they would not leave. And if it hadn't have been for that, the jail would have been emptied. It would have been emptied. But the 13 men that got the Holy Ghost would not leave. They sat there with a hole in the roof.
Amen.
That's a witness for Jesus. You know, they were bound. They were bound. They were in jail, but they were free. They were free in their spirit. And they loved God. And they wanted to wait till God delivered them out of the jail. Praise the Lord. You know, it's been a wonderful trip. I've been in the Holy Ghost now 35 years and some few days. Brother Grissom probably know every day, every moment, and every minute. He came to marry us and he told us how many minutes we'd been married. I couldn't hardly believe that. I didn't know I was been married that long. But if my honey says, it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful because she's a good helpmate. I mean, she stands beside me. We started churches, and I preach, and then I made the mistake of letting her say something. You know, when she starts talking, you might as well sit down. So she almost wanted to preach, you know. And then finally she let me preach. Praise the Lord. But she's been wonderful. It's been a great experience. We could do it all over again, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do it all over again. Been great. Praise the Lord. But God's been good to us. God has blessed us. Amen. God's been with us. Hallelujah. In Fort Worth. I wish we was here with y'all.
Yeah.
Because I love this man. I like to be with him. I like to be around him. I told him the other day, I said, I could go help you fix your house. You know? I like working on houses. And I would love to help him fix his house. Because everywhere I go, God help me, you know, work on a church. I started out in a great big church in Fort Worth, and they built bigger, so I helped them build a church bigger. Then I moved to Cleburne, and Brother Ashley, he was building a church bigger, so I helped him build a church bigger. You know, I mean, we was out there in a freezing cold day with a jackhammer. You know, I couldn't hardly take my hands off the handle. They were frozen. Brother Ashley said, we're going to remember this. I said, not me. I don't want to remember this. Then I went to Raymondville. Brother Grissom says, we need to make the church bigger. I said, here we go again. We built the church bigger. And I have served God like that, you know. And the devil, you know, he'll try to make fun of you. And he said, you have been to all these churches and helped build these churches. What good is it going to do? You don't even go there no more. What did you gain out of all of that work? I told the devil, I said, listen. I said, my reward's in heaven.
Absolutely.
That's where it's at. I'm going to get it when I get there. That's what I'm waiting for. And I'm not going to miss a chance either. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there because I know I got a great reward for me. Hallelujah. And I don't want to lose out. I'm not going to lose that one bit. Hallelujah. I'm going to make sure I make it because I want that reward. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I remember one time I preached about, you know, that particle, that man that went out and hired people in early in the morning to work his field. And they worked through the heat of the day. Then they went out later in the middle of the day and he hired more workers to come and work. And they worked his field all through the afternoon. And then at the last hour, just about quitting time, he goes and hires more to go work in his field. Then when the day was finally over, he paid them all the same. And the ones that worked in the heat of the day, they said, "Baby, we worked all day, and you paying these guys that just came at the last moment to work the same?" You know, the apostles doesn't have a thing on us. They worked through the heat of the day. They worked for a long time. Here we are at the last moment, right at quitting time. Right at quitting time. It's almost quitting time. This is fixing to wind up. It's fixing to quit. And we're going to get paid the same because we got a great God. We got a great God. And He doesn't have any favorites. He doesn't have any favorites. You're His favorite. You're His favorite. You're His favorite. You're His favorite. Praise the Lord. He treats us all the same. We're all His children. He loves us all the same. Praise God. You say, "Well, brother so-and-so is probably going to be better than that because he's way up there and I'm not." Hey, He loves you just as much. He loves you just as much. He died for you too. He died for you too. Hallelujah. And you're going to get rewarded just as much as anybody else. Praise the Lord. That's how good He is. He's so good. Hallelujah. You say, "Man, how could God be so good to me?" Because He loves you. He loves you. He loves you.
Yes, He does.
Brother Grissom.
Amen. Thank you, brother. God is so good to me. God is so good to me. More than this world could be. He's so good to me. His Spirit came to me and gave me victory. God is so good to me, I can't complain. God is so good to me. More than this world could be, He is so good to me. Yes, He is. His Spirit came to me and gave me victory. God is so good to me, I can't complain. God is so good to me. God is so good to me. More than this world could be, He is so good to me. Yes, He is. His Spirit came to me and gave me victory. 'Cause my God is so good to me. Yes, He is. I can't complain. Yes,
Hallelujah. Has it been good to somebody here today? Amen. God's good all the time. All the time. God is good. Let's stand together for a few minutes. I know that our time is quickly passing, but if you'll just allow me, could you give me about 10 minutes? Could you give me 15? About 30. Amen. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, verse 7. For the sake of time, I will read one verse, 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and rocks rent. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. I want to just take a few moments today on this simple thought, living beyond the veil. Brother James Kilgore used to quote a poem. I wish I knew it all, but this portion stood out to me. It simply, he said, talking about the Bible, he said, the New Testament is in the old concealed, and the old is in the new revealed. When you read the Bible, you find that what's in the New Testament is in the Old Testament, but it's veiled. It's hidden. You have to seek it out. But then in the New Testament, the Old Testament is revealed. It is as if the Old Testament was living behind the veil. There were things that were coming. They were not yet clear. And it was a veiled time. And in the tabernacle, and later in the temple, when the Lord gave the plan for that, he said, I want you to put a separation in the house. He said, I want you to separate the holy place from the holy of holies. The holy of holies was the place where the Ark of the Covenant was placed. It was where the mercy seat was. It was where the presence of God was dwelt at that particular time in history. But between sinful man and the holy God was a veil. And that veil could not be penetrated. And nobody could go back there where the presence of God dwelled. Nobody could go to the mercy seat with the exception of a high priest. One man on one day of the year could go beyond the veil. He always took blood with him. He took the blood of a sacrifice, and he would take the blood of the bullock and the blood of the goat, and he would sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat, and God would have mercy on Israel and roll their sins ahead for one more year. Amen. And so it was a place that was veiled. For 1,500 years, rivers of blood had been shed and mountains of carcasses had been offered, but still there was a veil until Jesus came. Hallelujah. But suddenly the voice of the Messiah rang across the plains and the mountains of Israel, and he would say, come unto me, all ye that labor without exception, amen, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. He stood that day at the feast, and he said, if any man, everybody say, if any man, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink, and out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Holy Ghost, which was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Hallelujah. What are you saying? He said, I'm getting ready to tear down the veil. I'm getting ready to remove the veil. I'm getting ready to open this thing up to everybody. I'm getting ready to take the lid off. I'm getting ready for an explosion. Hallelujah. Amen. And while he was being crucified on a cross on the hills of Judea, the Bible said he lifted up his voice and he said, it is finished. And the Bible said at that time, over in that temple that Herod had built so painstakingly and so beautifully that it became one of the wonders of the world, and that thick veil that could not be pulled apart by teams of horses. But the Bible said, began, everybody say, the top. The top. God starts at the top. Amen. He started at the top, and the Bible said from the top to the bottom. Amen. That thick, heavy curtain was torn and ripped asunder. And God was simply saying, there's a life beyond the veil now. Amen. He was saying that we don't have to be separated anymore. Between this time and that time, man had been separated from God by a veil. I'm telling you today, the veil's gone today. Hallelujah. The veil is gone today. The Bible said we have access. We have access to the very throne and the very presence and the very spirit of the Almighty God. We can come into His presence today. There's no veil, Brother Cody. You get to come freshly. At HYC last year, when you went down to that altar, there was no veil between you and God. There was nothing between you and Him. Hey, somebody today, you're in this house with need in your life. I'm telling you, there's nothing between you and God. You walk right into His unveiled presence today, His revealed power. There's nothing to stop us today. The Scripture said He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Amen. There's nothing to stop you today. There's nothing in your way. There's no barrier. There's no obstacle. There's no roadblock. There's nothing that can stand between you and God. It's up to us today. How close to God do you want to be? Amen. It's your decision. You can get just as close to Him as you want to be. Amen. You can get as close as His heartbeat. You can get as close as the air that is breathed. You can walk into His presence. The songwriter said it so beautifully. He's as close as the mention of His name. There's nothing between you and God. The veil has been taken away. Hallelujah. I'm so glad today that I'm living beyond the veil. Hey, you know what? As great as Moses was, he never had this, Brother Fry. Amen. He never had the Holy Ghost. As great as David was, he never had the Holy Ghost. As great as Solomon may have been in his wise, he never had the Holy Ghost. As powerful as Elijah the prophet was, he never had the Holy Ghost. They all lived on the other side of the veil. But I'm telling you today, in 2013, we're on the other side, and the veil is gone. And we live in the powerful, manifest presence of God today. Hallelujah. Oh, I like that. Amen. When this thing broke forth, I'm telling you, friend, it was not veiled. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place, in one accord, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and cloven tongues like as a fire sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Oh, and it was noised abroad, and the crowds came, and they said, how is it that we hear these men from all these different places speaking in tongues? Amen. Magnifying God. Hallelujah. And on that day, 5,000 people received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and it didn't stop there. A few days later, 5,000 more received the Holy Ghost. And a little while later, they said, Jerusalem is filled with this doctrine. And it didn't stop there. The next thing you know, it's all over Israel. And the next thing you know, it's in Samaria. And the next thing you know, they're seeing they which have turned the world upside down have come hither also. Amen. I tell you what, we're living beyond the veil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that when I come to church, I don't have to bring a bull with me. I'm so glad I don't have to come in here dragging some stubborn goat. Amen. Or some lamb. Amen. And give it to a priest somewhere. And he'll slay it. And I'll have to stay out there in the sun while he gets to go in the beautiful sanctuary. And he's the only one that gets to see the table of shewbread. He's the only one that gets to see the ark of incense. He's the only one that gets to see the lighted candlestick. Nobody else gets to see that. But he gets to see it. He didn't get to see that beautiful golden ark. Amen. Of the covenant with its beautiful seat and the cherubims with the wings outstretched and the mercy seat. He didn't get to see any of that. I don't see it either, but I'll tell you what, I can feel Jesus in the house. Amen. Well, how do you know? How do you know there's a God? You ever see Him? Nope. I only believe what I can see in. No, you don't. Anybody believe in electricity? If you don't, I'll make you a believer real soon. We'll get one of these sockets over here and I'll prove to you that electricity exists. You can't see it, but you'll feel it. And when we get through with our little experience, you'll say, "Woo! I believe in electricity." You can't see it all, but there's things that exist you can't see, but you sure can feel. Amen. I can't see the Lord, but I can sure feel the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said, He said it's like the wind. Now you can't see the wind. You never have seen the wind. But you can sure see what it does. Amen. You can see a windmill turning. If you grew up in West Texas with those windmills, you see windmills turning. Amen. You can see potato chip wrappers blowing. You can see the leaves shaking on the trees. Amen. You can see it kick up waves on the lake. You can see all kinds of things. That's how the wind manifests itself. You're not seeing wind. You're seeing what wind does. Amen. I have never seen the Spirit of God because it's an invisible Spirit. But I'll tell you what I see. I see what the Spirit does. Amen. I see alcoholics that have been delivered. I see drug addicts that have been delivered. I see bodies that were sick that have been healed. I see people that should have died of cancers and other diseases. But today they're healed and they're whole. You know why I see that? I don't see the Spirit of God. I just see what it does. I see sinners that are transformed and become saints of God. I don't see the Spirit, but I see what it's doing. Because I'm living on the other side of the veil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't this exciting? Amen. That we have access to the very Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We can come into His presence. I'm going to quickly read these verses. Ephesians 2, verse 11. Wherefore remember. Everybody say remember. Remember. That ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands. In other words, He said the Jews call you Gentiles. Verse 12. That at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens of the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, everybody say now, but now, beyond the veil, now, beyond the veil, now, beyond the veil, in Christ Jesus, whom ye sometimes were afar off, were made nigh by the blood of of Jesus Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. That is Jews and Gentiles. There's just one church. There's just one church. Amen. I want to just say this today. In that church, there's just one kind of people, and that's Christians. Amen. Praise God. There's not white Christians and black Christians and brown Christians and yellow Christians and red Christians. There's just Christians. Amen. We're all one. We're all one. We're all one. We're all one. When you get to heaven, there's not going to be a Jewish neighborhood and a Gentile neighborhood. Amen. There's just going to be one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, he tore down that wall. Everybody say, he tore down that wall. He tore down that wall. That wall's not there anymore. Let's don't try to build it back. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law commandments contained in the ordinances for him to make himself of twain one new man, so making peace, so that he might reconcile both unto God in one body. But say one body. One body. By the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were made nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. That means beyond the veil. Hallelujah. Glory. When I get ready to pray, I don't go to a priest that calls on Mary. Hello. I don't pray to one of the saints. Amen. You know who I pray to? I pray to Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mary don't have to go to Jesus, and Jesus don't go to the Father. Amen. Jesus is the Father. He said, I am come in my Father's name. Amen. I and my Father are one. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Amen. I'm living beyond the veil today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing's between us. Amen. What is it, the song? He said, there's never any distance between my Lord and I. I've heard people say, well, God, I'm so far from God. How can you be? God is omnipresent. You're not far from God. He's right there. You're never far from God. Well, if I could just get to so-and-so place, I could feel God. No, you don't have to go anywhere. Wherever you lift up your hands, and by faith, you begin to call on Him, He's right there. Oh, but you know, when I go to church, the Spirit of God is so powerful there. It's powerful wherever you are. Amen. It's powerful on your job. It's powerful in the jail. It's powerful in the prison. It's powerful in the hospital. It's powerful everywhere, because God is just as strong wherever He is. Amen. Praise the Lord. The only difference is when you come to church, there's just a whole lot more people with you. Amen. I'm feeling Holy Ghost. You're feeling Holy Ghost. And everybody's feeling Holy Ghost. Amen. Next thing you know, it's getting manifest in a powerful way. Praise God. Amen. But I'm saying to you that you can have a move of God anywhere you want to have a move of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we're living beyond the veil. Everybody say, we're living beyond the veil. Amen. We don't have to go through a priest anymore, because we have one high priest. Let me read you about him. Hebrews chapter 7. Amen. Verse 25. Wherefore, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. If I say ever liveth. You see, that high priest changed. Every few years, he'd kick the bucket, and they'd put another one in. And he'd live a few years, and he'd die. And they'd put another one in. And then another would come along, and then he'd die, and they'd put another one in. Amen. And they didn't do much good, because every year they had to do it again. 1,500 years. They just keep going beyond the veil. Keep going behind the veil. Keep going behind the veil. Amen. Offering the same sacrifice year after year. Bull's blood, goat's blood. Every year they did that. Every year they did that. Different man, but every year they would have to do that. 1,500 years. And every time they'd do it, God would say, all right, I'm going to roll these sins ahead a little bit. And next year they'd do it again. He'd say, I'm going to roll them ahead again. Amen. That was getting to be a big old ball of sin, you reckon? 1,500 years worth for the whole nation of Israel. And God said, I'm going to roll it ahead a little bit more here. Amen. Where's it going? Hey, I'm telling you, that's where it's going. Amen. But suddenly, one sacrifice, one time. Amen. From a cross on the hill of Calvary. One man, one sacrifice, one time for all mankind. When that blood ran down that cross and reached down to that thirsty soil, it reached back 1,500 years and it cleansed all the sins of Israel. It's flowing down the other side of the hill. And here we are, 2013, and that blood is still powerful and cleansing for us here today in this place. Thank God for the blood. I'm glad I'm living beyond the veil. Amen. And the Bible said he ever liveth to make intercession for us. I've got one high priest. Hallelujah. They'll never change. We don't have to elect a new one every few years. We don't have to look for the white smoke of the dove. Amen. Praise the Lord. I have one high priest. I'm looking for him. Amen. Not his smoke. Amen. I'm not looking for his dove. I'm looking for him. Hallelujah. And one of these days he's going to appear. And it won't be long. One priest. For such an high priest became us who's holy. Everybody say holy. Harmless. Undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. Amen. I'm living beyond the veil. How about you? And I'm going to close with this, Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Amen. Brother Fry, I'm not looking for a high priest over in Jerusalem somewhere. Or in Rome. Amen. 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 Or not in Mecca. Amen. You know, the only high priest I know anything about, he's already passed into the heavens. Woo! Hallelujah. He's not living in this veil of flesh anymore. He's not living in all these weaknesses and limitations of the flesh anymore. He's passed into the heavens. Hallelujah. Amen. And he ever lives. He's the same yesterday. And today, and forever. Hallelujah. Same Jesus. I've heard people say, oh, I wish I would have been here when Jesus was on the earth. I got news for you. He still is. He never left. Hallelujah. He's still here. Amen. Oh, I'd like to live in the days of the apostle. You know what the Bible said? It said, in the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house. I'm telling you, you're living in the greatest day that there's ever been in the history of mankind. You're living in the day of the greatest revival that the world has ever known. Amen. Amen. And we've had a revival, but we're getting ready to have a revival like you never seen. The line's being drawn. You know, when you have revival, the best revival comes in hard times. Yeah, it does. Amen. When you got options, you'll take options. Amen. I got a headache. I think I'm going to take a Tylenol. The body gets Tylenol. But if you ain't got Tylenol, you got to trust Jesus. Huh? Man, I'm sick. I'm going to go to the doctor. If that don't work, I'll get Brother Grissom to pray for me. Amen. We got this fail-safe thing going on, you know. But when you don't have those options, the Bible said there's coming a time when you're going to take a little mark. And they're not going to force you to take it. They're just going to say you can't buy anything, you can't sell anything without it. How are we going to make it through that, Brother Grissom? The grace of God. And what he said? He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. My God shall shall supply all your need according to his riches in Christ Jesus. What in the world are you worried about? Amen. I'm used to taking care of myself. Well, you know what? You have to get self out of the way. Because one of these days we're going to be dependent on him. Amen. I digress. Back to what I'm trying to preach. 15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are. Amen. When I come to my high priest, he knows what I'm talking about. Amen. When I talk about temptation, he said, yeah, I know what that's like. I've been there. Lord, somebody hurt my feelings. Well, his feelings got hurt. Amen. Somebody rejected me. He's been rejected. Amen. Somebody slapped me. He's been slapped. Amen. If you get crucified, you know what that's like. He knows what that's like. He's been through it all. Amen. He's been ostracized. He's been talked about. He's been criticized, even for just doing good. The very people that he healed, they raised their voices saying, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. People that he fed miracle bread turned around and said, crucify him. He knows what that's like. He's been there. He's walked down that road. Brother Frau, when I go and talk to the Lord, he knows where I am. He knows my address. He knows what I'm going through. He's been through the same kinds of things I've been through. Amen. You're not talking to somebody that doesn't identify. How many times have we said, I wish somebody understood me? He does. He doesn't do it just because he's God and made you and is omniscient and knows all things. But he knows because he was a man that lived in a body just like your body. One time he was a baby just like you were a baby. He was a toddler just like you were a toddler. He was a child just like you were a child. He was a teenager just like you've been a teenager. He was a young adult just like you were a young adult. He never got to be old, you know. They crucified him when he was 33. If you're older than 33 today, every year, you need to give double thanks to God. Amen. I'm not worried about being old. I kind of like it. Amen. I may not look as good as I used to, but I'm a lot smarter. I may not run as fast or jump as high, but I'm a whole lot smarter than I was. I've learned a few things, brother. Amen. Praise God. I used to hear preachers preaching that had all these neat stories, and I was preaching, but I didn't have any stories. I thought, man, why don't I have stories? I didn't live long enough. Amen. Now I got a story for everything. And more. I had to hold back. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't worry about getting old. It's good. Amen. If you're beyond 33, thank God. Amen. You got to live longer than he did. And I'm going to stop with this 16. Let me say, let us, therefore. When you see therefore, you say, what's the therefore, therefore? And when you see the therefore, that means you got to look at what was before that to see why the therefore is there. So, therefore is pointing to what is above that. And what's above that is we have this great high priest that's passed into the heavens and that's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And it was tempted at all points like as we are yet without sin. That's why we come to the throne of grace. He said, let us therefore, everybody say, come boldly. The word boldly means with confidence. You come expecting something. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, little children, you know, they come, you they see you got candy in your hand, they come with their hand out. They're expecting something. And they just come up there, they got that little hand out. Yeah. And they're surprised when they don't get it. Amen. We're surprised when we get it. God really did answer my prayer. In spite of you, he did. But what would happen if we came expecting? Amen. If we come saying, hey, I want some of that. I'm living beyond the veil here. Praise the Lord. Come expecting. The Bible said they come boldly unto the throne of grace. If there's a throne, there's a king. Amen. King of kings and Lord of lords. He's not just has a kingdom, but his kingdom is grace. His kingdom is unmerited favor. His kingdom is divine enablement. Amen. We come boldly to the throne of grace, but we, I love this, that we may obtain mercy. If there's ever people that needed mercy, you're looking at them today. God, we need mercy. We need mercy. Amen. That we may obtain mercy. Amen. Unmerited. But we gotta, God, I gotta have mercy. And then that we may find grace to help in the time of need. Let me wrap it up with this right here, and I'm gonna let you go. Amen. I want to talk about the difference in mercy and grace. You know what mercy is? Mercy is when you have already failed. And you've already sinned. And you need to be restored. God, I blew it. I messed up. I'm so sorry. I need mercy. He said, I'll obtain mercy if I'll come to the throne of grace. Now let me tell you what grace is. Grace is whenever you're being tempted, but you haven't given in. Grace is when you're going through the fire. Grace is when you're under the pressure. Grace is when you don't know how much longer you can make it. Amen. And you say, God, I got to have some grace. And grace is God's favor. And it's God's strength. And it's God's power that shows up when you need it. Amen. And it divinely enables you to do things you can't do. You know what grace can do? Grace can take the appetite out of a lion's mouth. Grace can take the burn out of the fire. Grace has power to do things that nothing else can do. When you're in an impossible situation, grace makes it possible. That's what grace does. Hallelujah. His kingdom is grace. Amen. He's a God of grace. Amen. I've used this illustration, but some of you hadn't heard it. I like to describe grace like this. Grace is like a fragile thread that you can easily break with your own hands. But you take that same fragile thread and you tie the pieces back together. And then you take that thread and you weave it in the links of a mighty chain. And all of a sudden, the weak thread becomes one with the mighty chain. And then the thread becomes unbreakable, because you're not just dealing with a thread anymore. You're dealing with the strength of the chain, and it cannot be broken. That's what you do with your weaknesses. That's what you do with your temptations. That's what you do with your troubles. You go to God and you weave them into His strength, and you become one with Him. And when you do that, your human frailty takes on the power and the strength of His divinity, and you become unbreakable. Amen. Undefeatable. Amen. Because suddenly grace is what you're dealing with. You're not dealing with Johnny Grissom anymore. You're dealing with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Aren't you glad you're living beyond the veil today? Amen. You can get as close to Jesus as you want to be today. You can get just as close to Him as you want to be. He invites you. He invites you. He welcomes you. Didn't He say it? He said, come. Come unto me. All ye that are weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Amen. Praise God. He asked you to come today. Amen. Somebody, you need to take on some grace today. Hey, you're living beyond the veil. There's not any distance between you and God now. He's as close as your prayer. He's as close as your faith. He's as close as your repentance. Oh, he's close today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, what do you need? Come to the Lord today and let him give it to you. He's here. He's here now. He's in this place. He's here in this place. He's as close as the mention of his name.
Jesus,
he's as close as the mention of his name. Jesus, he is as close as the mention of his name. Jesus, he is as close as the mention of his name. Jesus, Jesus, and he's as close as the mention of his name. Jesus, Jesus, he's as close as the mention of his name. Jesus, Jesus, he's as close as the mention of his name. Jesus, Jesus, he's as close as the mention of his name. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're beyond the veil today. There's nothing standing in your way. There's nothing standing in your way.
Jesus,
you don't have
Jesus,
to wait on anything. You don't have to wait on anybody. You're not waiting for God to do something else. He said, all that's finished. It's available. All that he has, all that he is, it's ours today.
Jesus,
oh, yes, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, manatashi yono kita.
Jesus.
Aramakita rashoika kashamana kita.
Jesus.
Alakotoshi kita. I love you. 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 Amanakati shikoro.
God Almighty.
You don't want to know.
In the presence of Jesus,
a place for us to rest.